そう、
Wow. That was great. We don't usually get that kind of energy in this room. Thank you, Spencer, and all the musicians that you brought with you. We have two speakers tonight. The first one is Ron Bryan. He's been a pastor for 24 years, and for the last 8 years, he's been the general superintendent of Iowa Yearly Meeting. He's traveled 4 times to Africa, all over East Africa, and I like to keep introductions short, so I'll leave it at that and turn it over to Ron. Oh, he also had a lot to do with putting together this weekend, I have to say. Thanks for that. And David
and I have had many conversations, and it's been great to work with our friends here in Minneapolis. Wanted to say just a few things in way of, I guess, introduction. I'll tell you a little bit about where I'm coming from right now today. But first, let me go back 1 year. 1 year ago today, John Mahanji, our next speaker, and I were in Tongaren Yearly Meeting, a brand new yearly meeting that hadn't been officially recognized yet until August of this year, or July of this year. And we were doing a workshop and leadership for a whole new yearly meeting. And I was listening to the singing, and especially we ran into that, really, the one Kiswahili song that everybody really started to get into. I thought, wow, who would have thought that I'd been here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, 1 year later, singing to those words. And so that it was just a great, warm feeling that I had at that moment. I'm not going to speak long because I know John will have something to say. It's just short, he says. African time, right? Okay. American short. Okay. Well, anyway, yesterday morning in my office with some of the leaders of Iowa Yearly Meeting, and we were planning the annual meeting and the theme for this year for Iowa Yearly Meeting. It's kind of interesting. We got a new young pastor, 2 years out of Bible college, a married gentleman, 4 children, and he was just full of a brim full of a lot of ideas, and they really sounded great yesterday. And he came up along with the other 3 of us there as we started to add to it a theme, and he said, "I can see a picture of the word why. Just the word why," and then he said, "Dot dot dot. Why do I need you? Why do you need me? Why do we need each other?" And that kind of came out as an outline for where we're going to go this summer. And as I thought about it, driving up here today, I thought, well, why do I need you? Or why do you need me? Why do we need each other? Of course, there is a verse, Ecclesiastes 4:12, says, "Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of 3 strands is not quickly broken." You know, working together, we can and do accomplish more than we do as individuals much of the time. Not always, but much of the time. Together we can do much more. 20 years ago, there was 1 yearly meeting in Kenya. And they have been in dividing and reorganizing, and new leadership has come forward, and now there are 16 yearly meetings in Kenya. 1 yearly meeting in Uganda. Mahanji and I traveled, we drove clear across Tanzania. And there is a group of 5 meetings. Well, I would guess one is a monthly meeting, I guess. They call themselves a monthly meeting, and the rest are what they refer to as village meetings that were started by 1 lady in the last 5 years. 1 nurse who, because of her profession and her job, has been relocated, I think, three times in the last 5 years in southern Tanzania, right down near the Malawi border. And everywhere she's gone, she has planted a new meeting. And they're eager, they're anxious, they're looking and wanting to become a part of Kenya, not Kenya, but of Africa. How was your African section? You know, there's a whole new language emerging over there in Tanzania and Rwanda and Kenya and Uganda. And we're just catching up. That's the way I see it. We're just catching up. In America, we haven't been a really in tune with what's going on with God in these other countries. And it's time for us to do that. There is another verse that I was going to look at.
I had a mark. I saw somebody going through.
It's still there. You didn't take it out, John. It's been a strong verse for me, particularly in the last year. Matthew 12, verse 29, verse 30. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. You know, there's a unifying factor to all that we're doing, and it's in the name of Jesus Christ. I am absolutely convinced that if we are listening to the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, we can be drawn into unity. And there is no nationality or border that can separate that. Jesus is alive and well. I used to preach on this all the time. You know, he's risen. And he is ministering to us today. And he's ministering in new ways. And amongst friends that have come to America, I see this as an opportunity. And John Mahungi happens to be in America right now because of his finishing a degree, Earlham School of Religion. And I don't think it's a coincidence that all across America there are people starting to reach out in new ways. And we have an opportunity to be a part of that right now. And that's exciting to me. Where is it going to go and how's it going to look? I don't know. That's part of the excitement of it. I don't know. And so I'm not orchestrating it. And I just want to get on board and be a part of it, whatever it's going to look like. Thank you for letting us come here tonight. Spencer Thury and his students, we didn't introduce you. Where are you all spread out? I think these folks from Minneapolis have not met you. Let's stand up.
I'm Robert Radcliffe from Marshalltown, Iowa. I'm Barry Radcliffe, also from Marshalltown.
William Penn University, and Spencer Thury is the campus minister.
Honored to be here. Just want you to know, I had this invite, but I'm not sure if they're going to want to come up because finals are on Monday. And so I said, they're going to want to stay home and study. So I said, you want to come up? I said, this is Saturday, Sunday, you want to stay home? And you need to, let's go. So,
thank you. Thank you.
They'll be here in the morning to share a few songs with us, leading us into the worship at 11:15. Is that correct? So I'm going to quit talking because I don't need to give a big long speech tonight or sermon either one. David,
thank you, Ron. So our second speaker tonight is John Mahungi. I know a lot of you have met him already. He's the Director of African Ministries for Friends United meeting. So he's responsible for coordinating missionary activities in church establishment, Quaker church establishment, in Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Rwanda, all over East Africa. So I'll ask John to come up and say a few words.
Thank you. I may say, wow, I'm in a place that is too cold for me. You have to realize that Kenya this time is just a very warm, good country. If I want to invite you when it is winter, you guys who are here, just take a flight and go to Kenya. You will enjoy. The other time this guy was there, he really ran away from winter in this place. This time last year, Ron was in Kenya. So, so please come and worship with us in Kenya because it is just warm and good and there's encouragement. I'm just going looking outside and wonder, wow, where is grass? Where is green? It's just white. But the good thing you are seeing this pureness outside there. I don't see. My name's John Muhanji. I love Jesus Christ. I want to say that very clearly. I love Jesus and I serve the Lord with a lot of joy and love. And I came to Christ to serve him. When God called me, I was still in high school, and I continued to listen to his voice, and he has continued to be with me all throughout my life. Even when I started working and looking forward to be a person of my own, I continued depending on the Lord in the whole of my life. I have been serving in the ministry for quite some time. But before that, I was a full-time minister, not minister, full-time serving banker. I served in the Central Bank of Kenya for almost 20 years before I resigned to join this ministry. It wasn't an easy way to do. It was a struggle to resign, and nobody supported me to resign and join a ministry in the Friends Church. And all that I was getting and all the people that I consulted for support, whether I was taking the right decision, they told me, John, you are putting a rope in your own neck. You are killing your own self by resigning from the bank to the Quaker check that don't pay people very well. It was true, and I don't think... And in fact, one of the things I want to tell you, why are you joining Friends United meeting? At that time, Friends United meeting 2005 was going through hell, and it was really going through problems. So the officers who were in the office, they hired me. And immediately they hired me, 2-3 months later, they all resigned and left the office. They all left the office. The general secretary resigned. The global ministry director resigned. Ben Richmond, who was in the office holding, resigned. Now, everybody left. They said, John, we told you. You are now in the wilderness. Let me tell you one thing, guys. When you serve God and you look at God, and when I was coming to this ministry, I didn't look at Friends United meeting as an entity. I looked at God's ministry that was calling for me. And I looked for the vision bigger than the potholes I was going to go through to the vision that was there for the Church of Christ in the entire region of Africa. And that's what called me to resign from the Central Bank to join FUM. That I was losing 60% of my salaries and only going to settle for 40%. That didn't go well with my wife. She almost laughed me in the face when I told her I'm going. What? But right now she's a happy woman, she's a happy wife, she's very good because we've seen the hand of Christ in our lives. So when I'm speaking from experience of Christ, and I've experienced Christ, and I see Christ in my life all through. And I aligned us to move into the life of Christ that God is doing. I have come with a few things here before I speak, and just to encourage you one thing. As Friends United meeting carrying out his work in Africa, there are quite a number of programs we are actually involved in, and I see myself getting more energy, feeling energized as I carry out the work. And I thank God Ron Brown came in, and we have been with him to the farthest place that no even Kenyans have ever reached there. You know, this is very strange. We reached you to the end side of Tanzania, almost on the Malawi border, and we Did we touch, did we wash in the lake, Nyasa? Yeah. So that's very far. It took us 3 days to drive on the road, by the way. Driving from Kenya, 3 days, spending a night and waking up in the morning, reaching somewhere, sleeping, and we went and reached to friends down there. I will pass these things here, there are three cards here, which are explaining, ones are talking on education, the other part talking also on the various programs that we undergo. And some of us may not understand what Friends United Meeting is all about or doing. The purpose of Friends United Meeting is to energize and equip friends all over and to gather them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So there are three. This month's focus is on Kaimos Hospital. And we have a hospital in Kaimosi, a hospital in Luguru, where we are reaching out to friends all over. And the Ministry of Health is one of the Ministry of Friends United Meeting that is carrying out down there. There is a ministry in education. We are doing carrying out education ministry. The Friends United Meeting and the Quakers over there, we are in Kenya and in Uganda and in Tanzania, whatever they are, that are carrying out ministries or holistic ministry. So that it is not just a matter of speaking and just preaching. We speak Jesus and also serve to the needs of the people as Christ called us. Not just speaking to Jesus, it's about Jesus alone, and then when it comes to the lives and the social justice and other things, we neglect. The Quakers have been on the front line of support and are carrying out all these works, reaching out to the people, doing what is required, not just speaking empty words without actions. We have been known to speak with action, calling to the people and speaking what God has called us to do. And Friends United Meeting, as we are continuing to carry out our work, and as God called me out of the bank to come out and serve the people, the work that is seen outside there is beyond just a personal development as I was in the bank. The bank was internally personal, looking for yourself. But this ministry is going beyond your own self to serve humanity. And that is what we are called. When we gather together in the Spirit of God and finish up our worship and gather, God is charging us when we walk out of that gate, we have to serve the world. We need to reflect the light like the snow is reflecting on the ground as we come out of these buildings after worship. Not to leave this meeting after worship and go out, instead of people seeing the light, they're seeing darkness in our eyes. How do we respond to people after a wonderful worship in a meeting? How do we respond to people who don't go to church after wonderful worship and felt the Spirit of the Holy Spirit? How do we respond to the needs and to the people outside there? This is a reflective ministry. And that is where Friends United Meeting comes in, that friends together, gathered together, united together, forms a ministry to reach out to each person in healthcare, in education, and in spiritual, and in social justice. And that is what I'm calling upon you, even in Minneapolis, friends, as much as far as you are from Kenya and from other parts of Africa, don't lose yourself to play a role in supporting and working with others to change the world, to be a better place to live than you found it. This is a period, this is a season all of us are talking about, an Advent period. The Advent period and that moment of this time is where we are extending. And that's why I'm saying, guys, let us not stop doing the good thing God implanted in us. We are talking of beginning a program meeting. A program is nothing. Unprogrammed is nothing. All this connotation, all this we are calling them, are nothing without the Spirit of Jesus Christ taking center control of the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Ghost power. All this connotation we use, they are nothing. But what carries the day is how do you respond to the power of the Holy Spirit when you are attached? Do you respond in silence? Do you respond in violence? Do you respond by moving? Do you respond by sitting? Do you respond by sleeping? Do you respond by running away? Your response matters when your door is opened for you. When we come to this sanctuary, we are keeping knocking at the door of the Lord. Lord, I knock, hear me. When the door opens, what do you do? How do you respond when the door eventually opens? Do you go in or you get shy? A story is told for a lady who was seeking to have a strong intimate relationship with God. And he went to a father, it was a priest, who talked to her. And as the lady was saying, I'm looking for a way of having an intimate and feeling the presence of God in my life. And as he sat down there, the story said the priest told the girl to sit down and sit in silence and just imagine what he wishes God to do to him, to her, that he has always wished. As the girl sat there, within a short time, she stood up and said, no, I'm going. The priest said, why? No, he is there. Who? He's running away. Jesus is there. What this girl eventually said is, I have seen Jesus, but I'm not ready to meet him. He is too bright for me. She was running away and she was looking for him. So how ready are we? How prepared are we when we say we are looking for Jesus when he appears? Are we ready to receive him or shall run away? He'll be too bright for us. Some of our eyes may not say, God, no, not that. So some of these things we are saying as we pray that the Lord may work in this place, that the Minneapolis friends, for you to open the doors and say we are ready to work together and worship together with friends of programmed meeting. We can worship together with a programmed meeting. It's a sense of inviting the power of the Holy Spirit, the presence of God in this sanctuary. And are we ready when God eventually opens all these doors and comes all in this place? Who will stand and who will run away? That is the moment when we say, in Africa we say, when the tire hit the tarmac. When the tire meet the tarmac. When the tire of the road meet the tarmac, that the time there is a lot of friction. That sometimes it's so hot that if you put your leg there, anything there, it is crushed into something that you may not get it. I'd like to thank each one of us and pray that the Lord Jesus Christ, who called us together in his presence, to gather in this place, to be here and listen to one another and see where is he calling us to go and where is he leading this meeting to be. That it is my prayer that the Lord may work in this process, that the meeting or the program meeting we are looking forward to, one of the meetings or maybe in the national meeting that we may be looking for to be opened in this place, that Minneapolis friends may be one of the meetings to set up an example of bringing up an international worship meeting for the Quaker Church, where we have a total international worship meeting for the Friends Church in this meeting. It is a moment I'm praying. And I told friends who are down here, I was in Oregon in one of the meetings and a pastor was preaching and he touched me. And I didn't know. And I speak the same here. He said, One of the racist segregated moments in America is on a Sunday morning when in the churches, where you find the whites in their own, the blacks on their own. That is the racist moment in America on Sunday. And it's being done by who? The churches. The so-called the righteous. Then after they've done all the segregation, then they come out, then they cheat you. We are all together. Why are you not together where God is? You can be together outside there, but not where God is. He said that, and that one, he was very serious. He said, we pretend to be so good, but we are so racist in our churches, and the people are practicing it in the churches. So that's why I'm saying, this is an international meeting, not a Kenyan meeting. But international meeting. I'd like to see this and programmed, guys. Join the program meeting. We have been singing all together. That is how program is, how different it is. Jesus is Jesus. Praise the Lord. So that's what I'm praying, that the Lord may open the hearts of men and women in this place and outside there. They may feel this place and all may feel all one as children of the Lord, the children of the light. We are known as the children of the light. I like some friends who say, yes, I hold you in the light. Which light is that? Let that light shine more in penetrating our hearts. And I pray that all of us may hold each other in that light of Christ, that we may remain one, be singled out as one, be singled out as unique, as a team that is never, people have never seen that uniqueness in us, for being one. Because Christ, when he prayed the last prayer in John 17, that God, I pray that they may be one and remain one. Why? Because he wanted us to live as an example to this world. People may see and learn from us. And therefore, I'd like to pray for you. May the Lord continue to bless each one of you. Even tonight, I pray that God may bless individual person as you leave this place back to your home, that your joy, this Advent moment, this time of Advent, as you reflect God becoming human, as you reflect the moment God decided by himself to come human. You didn't call him. He decided by himself to be human. And he came to be with us. By this moment, this period we are going through this time, let's experience the true joy, the true spirit, the true character of the love of Christ in our lives. That we may exercise it as we share with our friends who come to churches and don't come to churches. The friends who are believers and who are unbelievers. The friends who are friends in heart and enemies outside. Share with them the love of Christ. Embrace this love and love them. Extend your love to them. Don't look at them with very red eyes, but look at them with the bright eyes of Jesus Christ, because he loves us all. Therefore, I encourage each one of us to be remorseful and be prepared for Jesus coming into our hearts. Don't run away from him. He is loving and he is good, and he will continue to bless all of you. So I just want to leave you with a love message of saying, may the Lord continue to touch each one of us. And I have experienced Christ, and year after year, I see a different level of Christ's love and Christ's encouragement in my ministry and in my life. I have never been the same since I joined this ministry. I've never been the same. Every year is a different life for me. And every time is a different level. I experience God's love and God's presence. And he continues to guide me and lead me in his ministry. And therefore, I call upon you, join us. Let's join God's hands together and do the work of Christ that God has called us to do. Let we enjoy his ministry. I enjoy it. I feel the joy. I feel his joy. I enjoy this ministry. It is tough. With a lot of agony in it, but that toughness cannot be compared to what Christ went through on the cross. My joy is
he overcame. Then why should I worry about anything else? He overcame. So let's join together, and the Lord may bless each one of us. I'd like us to stand as we pray together in this presence.
Father, we adore you. We lay our lives before you. How we love you. Jesus, we adore you, and we lay our lives before you. How we love you. Oh, Spirit, Spirit, I adore you. I lay my life before you. How I love you.
Father, we love you. We exalt you and we give you praises. The Holy One of Holies. We exalt your name and praise you beyond anything else. You are the only one we look upon. You are the light of our light. You are the love of our lovers. You continue to love even when our love towards you is ceased. You continue to guide and exalt and guide and lead us even when we have lost our way. You continue to bring us into your fold even when we have continued to do wrong to you. And tonight we come before you in humbling hearts that we are not righteous in your hands. We are not right anything. We are all sinners. We have all fallen short of thy glory. But because you love us, you continue to embrace us and lead us and guide us. Therefore, tonight we thank you because of your presence in our midst. We thank you because you've continued to show and guide. Be with each one of us as we leave this place back to our homes. Continue to bless one individual that as we look forward to meeting tomorrow again for worship, may that worship be a real true worship and the power of thy Holy Ghost be continued to control and be in our midst as we look for that meeting tomorrow. Bless each one of us and touch all of us that are here and those that are not here. Bind us together in the spirit and the cord that can never be broken, but with the power that will lead us to thy righteousness. We thank you, God. We bless you and we worship you. For you are our God and our guider and our leader. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Thank you. May the Lord bless each one of you as you rest this evening. Thank you so much.
To finish up, pass a greeting. Greet your friends and wish peace to their friends. Tell peace to your friend, to you, brother. God bless you.
Thank you.
Zach, blessing, brother.
Peace to you and your loved ones.
Amen. Yes, Jean. Peace to you, brother. Thank you, Lam. Peace to you. Yes. Peace to you, girl. Thank you. So blessing. Yes, so blessing. God bless you so much.